Shall we pray? Father, we give you glory and honor, worship and praise as we bow our hearts before you. You are God, there's none besides you. And you mean to unveil in each one of us a witness, Lord. A witness that will bless us, a witness that will enable us, a witness through which we will become your instruments, Lord. A witness that will in turn unite us, making us one people. Making us a people, O God, who are able to do things seamlessly, Father. That every barrier between us, O God, of the flesh, Father, will be broken down, Father. And we will learn to be a people truly, O God, set apart unto you. People, O God, who have the purpose of serving you, the purpose of glorifying you, the purpose, O God, of seeing your will being done, Father. So this witness that you gave us through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, build it, O God, in us, O God, in the character and nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Build it in us, O God, in the faith and love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Build it in us, O God, through the word explained to us and communicated to us in the spirit and life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Build in us the testimony of Jesus. Let this witness be his testimony alive within us through the word that you have explained into us by the Holy Spirit in Christ Jesus, so that we will be set free from the law of sin and death, so that we will be a people that truly belong to you, Father. So let the witness of the cross manifest in us. Let it manifest in us in a reality of blood covenant, Father. So we ask you to bless each one of us and bless each person who is listening to this tape, Father, with the awesome revelation, O God, of who we are in you, what you have opened to us in Christ Jesus, what you are developing in us through the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit, where you want us to stand, Father, as a people who stand before you. So, Lord, bless us, O God, at this time. Give us this revelation and give us, O God, the strength and the perseverance and the patience, O God, to wait upon you to develop and build this witness so that we will be able to function in this witness all of the time. So remove from us every kind of fear, every kind of feeling of inadequacy. Remove from us, O God, every form, O God, of selfishness and self-centeredness, every form, O God, of self-righteousness, Father, that we will unveil in what you have given us so freely and so powerfully in Christ Jesus. So release, O God, the word of the cross, which is your power, O God, unto us. Release into us the surpassing greatness of his power, the power of Jesus Christ in his resurrection to us, O God, that we will, by the Holy Spirit, receive and realize this power in his faith and his love, in his character and his nature, in the reality of his thoughts, his intents, his attitudes, his desires, that everything that is within us will be built in the witness and testimony of Jesus Christ, that we will truly be functioning members of his body, each one of us a blessing to the nations, each one of us, O God, chosen instruments, each one of us anointed, O God, for a great and holy purpose, O God, each one of us called, O God, in the name of Jesus, each one of us released, O God, in the name of Jesus, each one of us built in the name of Jesus, each one of us enabled, O God, by the ministry and work of the Holy Spirit. So unveil in us, O God, the reality of becoming partakers of the Holy Spirit, even as the name of Jesus is made manifest to us, Lord, so that in everything that we do, we will do all things by the Spirit in Christ Jesus, being set free from the law of sin and death, being brought forth as a people who know and understand your ways, in being a blessing, O God, to the people whom you train us and release us to minister to, Father. So bring us forth as the blessing you want us to be, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5. Verse 6, 7, and 8, New King James Bible. 1 John chapter 5, verse 6, 7, and 8. This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who hears, who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one. Praise the Lord. Verse 10, he who believes in the Son of God has the witness in himself. Has the witness in himself. So this witness in blood, water, and spirit that God has released to us is a witness that stands before God. It's the witness that gives us a position before God. Now this position is the position that is defined as blood covenant. The position that God gives you before Him is blood covenant. It stands in the word that God will perform in your life, in your ministry, in everything that God has built into you as a covenant in your heart. We have said in our earlier teachings that God writes His word into our hearts, that that writing is by the finger of God. You remember that? We got that from Exodus chapter 31 verse 18, Exodus chapter 32 verse 15 and 16, and 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 3. Right? That in a heart of flesh, we are unveiled as the letter of Christ. Right? Each one of us written, right? Not with ink, but written with the finger of God, written by the Holy Spirit in hearts of flesh. Right? And it's very important for you to understand that this is the basis on which God builds the witness. So the witness is built out of the word. Right? So you are born again through the living and abiding word of God. You remember that? 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23. Right? That we are each born again through the living and abiding word of God. Right? The seed of that word. And that seed of the word is the seed of Christ. Right? And as this seed of Christ, that is the word that is planted inside of us, grows, right? It unveils as the tree of life within us. The reality that says, I am the life. The words of Jesus Christ that have been brought alive inside of you by the Holy Spirit in Christ Jesus. So this is the basis on which this witness is going to be made manifest. It is an expression of I am the life. The reality of Jesus alive inside of you, alive amongst us, that makes us one people, that makes us one body, that makes us functioning members of the body of Christ. Right? And this is powerful. That's why verse 6, 1 John chapter 5 verse 6 says that Jesus comes alive to us through this witness. Right? So through this witness, we actually become functioning members of the body of Christ. And that's what is very, very important. So everything in the Word of God is going to be ultimately manifested practically in this witness. This witness will enable you to see, this witness will enable you to hear, this witness will enable you to receive from God, this witness will enable you to release what God has given you. This witness is the means by which you will communicate as a vessel of the living God, as a vessel that God has chosen, anointed, and is creating in Christ Jesus. Right? You remember Ephesians 2:10? That you are the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Now these good works have to be manifested in word and deed. And these good works are only good if the witness in those works testify of Jesus being your life. That's where God is taking you. Like we said earlier, there is another part of the witness of your fallen man. And that part is the witness of your flesh. Right? The witness of your carnal desires, the witness of your weaknesses, the witness of your character flaws, right? The witness that is a captive to sin. That the only way you can break out of that witness of the flesh is to be released into this witness that says Jesus is the life. Right? He said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And that reality He wants to bring into you as a living witness. And this reality is the only way in which you can be set free from sin. This is the only way you can break out of that carnal, fleshly nature. Otherwise, you will always be captive to captivity. You will always be captive to sin. So when you are born again, God brings into you a new witness. That witness is the witness of the cross. That witness is manifested in you in resurrection power, which is why a new reality opens to you. Now in that new reality, you knew that God was real. In that new reality, you have come to grow in the Lord. And as you grow in the Lord, this reality that He has built into you as a witness must grow. It is only as this witness that declares that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life opens inside of you and builds inside of you, can you be set free from the law of sin and death. Now God the Holy Spirit will build this witness within you. And he's going to build this witness within you using the word of God. And when God says he's going to use the word of God to build this witness, you must understand that the word of God that God is building inside of you is to become a covenant with you. So you remember the earlier teachings where we said from the book of Matthew, right? You remember the parable of the sower, right? That when you approach the word of God, you must hear it and you have to understand it, right? Matthew chapter 13, let's very quickly look at that. Matthew chapter 13, verse 20. Matthew chapter 13, verse 23. And the one on whom seed was sown on the good soil, this is the man who hears the word and understands it. So the first thing you must understand about the word of God is that you must hear it and understand it. Praise the Lord. Now if you go to Mark chapter 4, verse 20, you will find that the word that you hear and receive, you have to accept. So this is what Mark writes, right? Mark chapter 4, verse 20. And those are the ones on whom seed was sown on the good soil. And they hear the word and accept it. Right? What happens when you accept the word of God? God begins the process of making a contract with you. And that contract is called a covenant. Right? So if you look at our worldly legal documents, the word covenant is used. Right? We use it very loosely. God uses it very exactly in the Bible. So what is the purpose of the word of God? For you to hear it, understand it, accept it. And on that basis, God is going to make a covenant. Right? And that covenant is going to be a living witness inside of you. And that covenant is going to be something that Jesus has earned for you. It's going to be built on the basis and the merits of Him, not on you. That's what is the good news. You cannot build a covenant with God in your own merits. It will never come about. You cannot pay the price for the covenant of God. You can only receive it grace upon grace. Because it is the work of God, right? Remember Exodus 32:16? That those tablets, right, were the tablets of God, right? Those tablets were written upon by the finger of God. Right, so those tablets were entirely the work of God. And those tablets, right, are the tablets on which, right, the covenant of God is to be formed. And all that is 100% the work of God, so that nobody can boast. So this covenant God has for us is a covenant of life, right? And this covenant of life has a witness to it. And as you learn how to function in this witness, you will find that it will start growing and developing. There will be so many facets of the witness that you have to discover and grow in. There will be various kinds of giftings that God will develop inside of you through this witness. There will be various kinds of realities that God will build inside of you through this witness, right? So as complex as the word of God is the complexity of this covenant that God wants to form in each and every believer's heart. So this process is a process of salvation. But the process of salvation must always end in a covenant. So this witness is in spirit, water, and blood. Spirit is the enabling power of the Spirit of Christ, what Jesus released in His spirit man, in those words that He released on the cross, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And that spirit God judged and declared that Jesus Christ, right, is the Son of God. That spirit that was manifested through the cross as the spirit of holiness. That spirit that is going to clothe us and enable all of us to do everything that God wants us to do. So that is the meaning of that spirit, right? So when you receive the Rhema word, it is given to you in the spirit and life of Jesus, right? So that Rhema word, the purpose of that Rhema word is to release into you the spirit of Christ. To enable you to live through Christ, to live by Christ, to live in Christ. To live for Christ. So that spirit dimension is what we energize when we pray in tongues. And you must understand this. And when you use this witness and you release through this witness the spirit of Christ that God has built into you, you begin to learn how to minister, right, in the spirit and life of Jesus Christ. And this is powerful because people's lives will be changed, right? This is not religion. This is the reality of God that God has brought alive inside of you. And through this witness, you will be a man and a woman of God that will be very powerful, right? In the calling that God has given you, right? If you are a prayer warrior, there are limitless potentials in being a prayer warrior. If you are called to the ministry of helps, there are limitless potentials in the ministry of help. If you are called into the ministry of leadership in the church, you must understand there are no limits to leadership. Right? You will find that in every Christian there is a gift mix. That God doesn't just put one gift inside of you. And in fact, it is a complex mix of gifts. It's like light. Light has got so many different frequencies. Right? So you must understand that God builds the gifting inside of us in a combination of frequencies. Right? That is what we call the gift mix. And this gift mix he wants to build into your witness so that the giftings will be an expression of the Lord Jesus Christ alive inside of you. They will be an expression of the character and nature of Jesus Christ unveiling the gift through you, so that people will see Jesus through your ministry, so that people will see you as a member of the body of Christ, so that people will hear the word that comes from you and give glory to God. Because what is being manifested from you is of the fullness of Jesus Christ. Now all this takes time, but you must understand that this exists for you. That this is where you are going. This is what God is trying to do with you. When God does deliverance to you and releases you on your insides, the main purpose is so that the entire purpose is so that he can give you a witness that will truly enable you to function in him in a freedom and a liberty. That's why the Bible says truth sets you free. But that being set free is a reality that is in your witness. And that reality of freedom and liberty in truth comes to you by the Holy Spirit, and you will experience this. So when we talk about functioning in the Holy Spirit, when we talk about flowing by the Spirit, when we talk about responding to the Holy Spirit, when we talk about being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, all this refers to your witness. And this witness is the witness of the cross. So the Holy Spirit functions in you because you are alive to the witness of God given to you to receive and realize in blood covenant. Amen. So we have talked about the water of the word. And the water of the word is fundamentally about purification, right? That through the washing of the water of the word, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26 and 27. Right? That through the washing of the water of the word, you will be spotless and blameless. That the word of God will clean you up. So you see, you don't clean yourself up. You clean yourself up through the receiving of the word of God. As the word of God comes alive in you, it releases into you the spirit and life of Jesus. And as the Holy Spirit works the spirit and life of Jesus inside of you, you are cleansed. You are set free. You begin to realize radical changes in your character and your nature. You begin to receive and realize desires you never thought you would have. Do you know that you can have the desire for the fear of the Lord? Right? That's why in Isaiah chapter 11 verse 3, the prophet announces that you can delight in the fear of the Lord. Now, delight is ecstasy. Right? Most of us think that religious people are boring people. We think that coming alive to God is boring. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. That to be a strong person in God, the evidence of that is joy. The evidence of that is not that you pray 20 hours a day. The evidence of that is the joy of the Lord. Because in the joy of the Lord, you have come to taste the Lord. And you have said, oh, I taste and see that the Lord my God, He is good. And the joy of that is in my life. So always remember this, right? That when you function in this witness, there must be a reality of joy, there must be a reality of peace, there must be a reality of love, there must be a reality of patience, there must be a reality of self-control built into this witness. All that is called the fruit of the Holy Spirit. But it is through this witness that the fruit of the Holy Spirit comes alive in you. It is called the fruit of the Holy Spirit because it is a manifestation of the nature of Jesus Christ that the Holy Spirit has worked inside of you. The Holy Spirit has taken the word that God has brought inside of you in the spirit and life of Jesus, and He has released the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ inside of you. It is the fruit of the work of the Holy Spirit. And the purpose of the fruit of the Holy Spirit is so that you will function in the gifts in the right nature. So you see, in this witness, everything in the Word of God becomes a united reality. You can take anything in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Wherever it talks about a person, a human being, where it has a thought or an intent that is personal to a human being, you'll find that it all has a unified reality through this witness. And then you begin to understand that this witness that God is building inside of you is a humongous creative reality. That the potentials that God means to invest inside of you. You know, in Psalm 138 verse 2, the psalmist writes that there is a reality of the Word of God that stands glorified according to all of God's Word. I mean, all of God's name. Right? Can you imagine if you had a realm of the Word that is according to all of God's name alive in your witness? Can you understand where you will stand before God? So now you see that the Word of God is extremely practical to you. It is through the Word of God that God builds you as a servant of the living God. Right? You are not built as a servant of the living God intellectually. Although don't get me wrong, there is a spiritual intellect in this witness too that God will give you. But God doesn't build you intellectually in the system in which the world functions. God builds you through this witness supernaturally. And as you grow in it, you will grow in it in the realization that this is God's provision for me. This is what God has done with me. This is what God has brought alive in me. And like we have been saying in this course, when you come alive to this witness, there is nothing for you to compete with each other for. Because this witness is the full potential of the fullness of Jesus Christ in your life. And all that God has given you in Jesus Christ is available to you. You don't have to compete for it. You don't have to feel jealous about it. All you have to do is to enter into it. Right? And you need to understand that you need to enter into it because there's not going to be anyone else like you. And so it is very important that you understand and know what the Word of God is saying. So this witness stands before the witness of God. And this is very powerful because it gives you a position before God. So every born-again Christian has a position before God. The moment you are born again, God gives you a position. So people are alive to God. But God wants that position to be more than just being alive to Him. He wants that position to be a functional reality. He wants you to be able to function in the greatness of God. And that's what it's all about. That God wants to build inside of you the witness that will enable you to do all things in His strength. Just imagine if you can function in the wisdom of God. Just imagine if you can function in the knowledge of God. Just imagine if you can function in the power of God. Just imagine if you can function in the strength of God. Just imagine if you can function in the love of God. Just imagine if you can function in the faith of God. Just imagine if you can function in the character and nature of God. Right? The potentials are amazing. In module 8, we will talk about the name of God. And when we start opening the name of God, you will begin to understand that everything in the name of God is supposed to be opened inside of you. I'm talking about things in a very long span, right? I'm talking of things in the long term. I'm just trying to tell you how awesomely God has designed this witness within you. That this witness has been designed with such brilliance that it is far beyond the intelligence of the entire human race. right? And as we open the names of God, you begin to understand that when he talks about himself as a healer, he means to have this witness inside of you as being a living expression of the God who heals. When he talks about himself as the God of righteousness by name, he's telling you the righteousness of God is meant to be manifested through your life online all the time. And that righteousness is limitless. It will keep on growing and growing and growing. When God talks about his name as the shepherd, he's telling you that through this witness, he will lead you in his witness forever. He will lead you precisely. He will lead you exactly. He will lead you with power. He will lead you with strength, right? Are you with me? You don't have to sit down and figure out, am I supposed to receive this or will I ever make the grade? It's not about that. It's about the fact that God has already ordained that these things will happen in your life. Don't get in the way. Just let God be God. Let God work into you his word. Read his word, listen to his word, right? Understand his word, accept his word, hold it in a good and honest heart, right? Luke chapter 8 verse 15, right? Luke chapter 8 verse 15, hold the word of God in a good and honest heart. That's how God is going to build the witness, right? Luke chapter 8 verse 15, and the seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart and hold it fast and bear fruit with perseverance. Now this perseverance is the perseverance of this witness. And you bear fruit through this witness. And he says you hold it fast in a good heart. And if you hold it fast in a good heart, what is God trying to tell you? He's going to use that word that he has released into you and build a reality out of that word. If you take a word called love, it represents a reality. A reality of love that stands in the heart of God. When God manifests that word inside of you, he's going to build inside of you the reality of love as God knows it. And that's how we change. So when he puts in the word of wisdom inside of you, he's going to build inside of you the wisdom that stands in the heart of God. And so he's saying, don't get tired, right? Don't take the easy way out. Don't take the carnal way out. Don't try and replace God with your intelligence, right? Wait on God. Let him come through. Enable him, right? And be patient so that he will come through you. Because to come through you, he's got to break through your stubbornness, your pride, your arrogance, your rebellion, right? Your character flaws. He's got to break through all those things to make something alive in you. It takes time, right? So if you have seen your life, you find that there are always times where there are breakthroughs. But between the breakthroughs, there is this time of a kind of a search for something, right? A kind of a walk in the wilderness kind of thing, right? But always you must understand, during this walk in the wilderness, God is dealing with your character, right? Because before he blesses you, he has to change that character, right? You can't give a garland to a monkey because a monkey is by nature a monkey. And by nature, a monkey cannot appreciate a garland. It may be the smartest monkey around. Right? So you have to change the nature of that monkey so that it doesn't behave like a monkey anymore. And then you can give the garland. And then the monkey will understand that this garland is more than just plucking it apart and throwing the flowers all over the place. Right? It's meant to be worn. It can look good. Right? So you need to understand these things, right? So when God builds this witness, right? And you must understand that that is the purpose in which, that is how God wants to build the church, through this witness. And so when you minister, you must also understand that you need to build this witness in those whom you counsel. Make them alive to the fact that God has something online within them. You know, we talk about supercomputers and we talk about how online all these computers are and how they can talk to each other. Just imagine you can be online to the living God. How powerful will that be? How powerful will that be if you can be online and release the power of God? You can be online and you can release the wisdom of God. You can be online and you can release the faith of God. You can be online and you can, right? Unveil the tremendous potentials of God. Just imagine if online God can give you thoughts, give you visions of amazing things that will happen in the future. Right? So you need to understand that this witness is amazing. That everything you see in the Bible, everything you see in the lives of great men, all those things are going to be manifested in you in the fulfillment of the law and the prophets through Jesus Christ. Because you will find that everything that David and Abraham and Moses and Joshua and Isaiah and Ezekiel, all that they experience in pockets, Jesus experienced in a totality. That if you look at the life and ministry and character and nature of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will find that there is a David in him, there is a Solomon in him, there is a Joshua in him, there is a Moses in him, there is an Abraham in him, right? That he is actually the perfect version of an Abraham, that he is actually the perfect version of a Daniel, he's actually a perfect version of an Ezekiel, he's a perfect version of an Isaiah. And it's all mixed up together. And now you listen to John 1:16, of his fullness we have all received, grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. Realized. Where do you think this realization is going to end up? It's going to be to end up in a covenant that unveils as a living witness within you. Can you understand how powerful that potential is? Which is why the entire Christian faith has to be realized in Christ Jesus. Otherwise, we will just meander into mediocrity. Instead of realizing the awesome potentials of Jesus Christ that God wants to give each one of us, we will go out and try and do our best. We will try to build a kingdom based on our abilities. Try to build churches based on our abilities. And we can do these things. And they will be real. Only problem is they will grow up to a certain point and that's it. You can only grow up to your potential. That's all you can be. What happens if you want to grow beyond your potential? To grow beyond your potential, it's a God thing. If you are satisfied with just being yourself, then by all means be mediocre. But if you want to be a son unto God, if you want to be a priest unto God, if you want to be a prophet of the living God, if you want to be a mouthpiece of the living God, if you want to be an instrument of the living God, then you must understand this is the work of God. This is something God has to unfold in your life. This is something God has to bring forth in your life. Praise the Lord. So when the Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made, you must understand that being fearfully and wonderfully made is in this witness. That's why Revelation 3:14 says the Amen, the true and faithful witness, the beginning of the creation of God. So what do you want to do? Do you want to be a creation of the living God, or do you want to get into the way and manifest your own things, build things in the wrong way, and then have God demolish them sometime when you're 30 years from now, 20 years from now, right? Isn't that foolish? You know, sometimes we in the leadership of the church are so interested in trying to be practical that we lock God out of everything. We get so practical that God doesn't have a place anymore in the church. He has got no more place in our actions. In being so practical, in this so-called zeal to save the world, so many things that we do are so ineffective. Which is why the vast majority of people whom we bring into the church leave the church in the end. Or they don't grow. That's the history of the church. If you look at the state of the church, you will find a whole bunch of people, millions and millions of them, not growing. Why aren't they growing? Because they were all brought into the kingdom of God in the plans and efforts of man. And the plans and efforts of man don't work. If a person is going to grow in God, the reality of God has to capture him on the inside. He has to know that God is real. You cannot build a church based on somebody believing that there is a God. You have to build a church in the reality of each and every one of us, knowing that there is a God, knowing that this God is real, that knowing that this God is my Father, knowing that this God is my Savior, knowing that this God is my benefactor, knowing that this God is my rewarder, knowing that this God is my provider, knowing that this God is my healer, knowing that this God is my deliverer, knowing that this God is my strength, knowing that this God is my wisdom, knowing that this God is going to enable me to know all things and to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We are not talking about a theoretical reality. We don't study the Bible theoretically. The Word of God is an expression of the life of God. The Word of God is an expression of the wisdom of God. The Word of God is an expression of the will of God. The Word of God is an expression of the purpose of God. The Word of God is an expression of the understanding that comes out of the heart of God. The Word of God is about the manifestation and communication of the saving grace of God. The Word of God is about God's creative power being released into each one of us to make us come forth as a new creation in Christ Jesus. So you must see these things and understand these things and get out of the way. Let God be God. And understand how you can function in the glory of this God. How you can function in the name of this God. How you can function in His knowledge, His wisdom, His understanding. Don't sit there and mope about what has happened in your life. Don't sit down and mope about lost opportunities. Oh, life has passed me by. Hello, you haven't even begun life, man. You are a creature of eternity. You see, when you come alive to God and this witness, you realize that your life is eternal. That your life is forever. This witness is going to be with you forever. It is being built into your spirit. It's being built into your soul. It will not leave you. And this is what is different from the world system and what God is bringing into us. Everything that God gives us, He builds inside of us. God is not just interested in giving you something. He wants you to realize the reality in which He gave you something, so that that skill of receiving something from God will be built inside of you, so that you will be able to replicate that reality in a whole vast scenario. Right? That's why Jesus said, "Ask in my name and it will be given to you." Right? If you ask anything in my name, it will be given to you. That is a skill. If you can receive anything, hello, you can be the richest, most powerful man in the world. You can't have anything. No matter how brilliant you are, no matter how rich you are, no matter how powerful you are, you can't have anything. You can have many things, but to really have everything, that is impossible. But Jesus said that the destiny of a Christian is to ask anything in the name of the Lord. So what is the skill God wants to equip you with? The ability to receive anything. In any situation and circumstance, you will rise to be able to receive and realize anything. Anything consistent with who God is, anything consistent with all that God is. And God is the creator of the universe. So think about that. So you see, it's so important to get the fundamentals right. It is so important to get the basics right. It is so easy to learn things the wrong way. And once you have learned things the wrong way, applying your faith in the wrong directions, the only way rectification can be done is to break down the whole thing. Hello. If you construct something on the wrong specifications, the only way you can rectify it is to break it all down. Ask any engineer and he will tell you that. There is no other solution. If you have built something in the wrong specifications, with the wrong materials, right? With the wrong intents and the wrong purposes, with the wrong design, what else can you do with it except to destroy it and build again? You don't want to build a life like that. So it's so important for us to understand this and grow in this. Right? to evangelize the nations in this reality so that people come into the kingdom of God, knowing that Jesus is at the center of everything. Not the church, but Jesus Christ. Knowing that the kingdom stands on His shoulders. You know, the kingdom stands on His shoulders. It is His responsibility. The only way we can manifest what He is telling us to do is if we unveil Him through us, so that He can build using us, so that He can build and unfold the kingdom of God using each one of us as His chosen vessels. It is so important that we understand this. That's why this verse, 1 John chapter 5, verse 6, is so important. That through this witness of blood, water, and spirit, Jesus comes alive in us. And when Jesus comes alive in us, the potentials of our life become amazing. Because He says, I am the life. I am the way. So if He is the way, then we got to understand that this witness that unveils in blood, water, and spirit is the only means by which we can realize the way. You see, functioning in the inward witness is not about just airy-fairy feelings. You know, I think God is speaking with me. Hello, brother. You are meant to come to a position where you know God is speaking. What's the point of thinking, I may be right, I may be wrong? What kind of witness is that? Right? But we all have to go through phases like that while God builds us. But ultimately, we must know that this witness is going to be 100% accurate. It's going to be a perfect witness. It's going to be built in a perfect faith. It's going to be built in a perfect love. It is going to have perfect hearing. It is going to have perfect understanding. It's going to have a perfect wisdom. It is going to have a perfect discernment. There are different levels of perfection. So you've got to understand this, that God wants to bring you from measure to measure to measure to measure, from level to level to level to level to level. That's why it says, who will ascend into the mount of the Lord? The mount of the Lord is descriptive of the reality of God. So the reality of God is like a limitless mountain. The heights are limitless. But as God manifests inside of you a measure of perfection, He will raise you from level to level to level to level. And you will rise to be the instrument that God wants you to be. I'm talking about you. I'm not talking about Moses and Elijah and Paul and Peter and Abraham. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about the fact that Jesus Christ has saved you. That He has purchased you with His blood for the purposes of God to be revealed and realized in your life, in the life of your children, in the life of your family, in the life of your whole people, your community. And you've got to see this, and you've got to understand this, and you have to minister in this reality, otherwise you will minister in mediocrity. And once you communicate mediocrity, it will be received in the wrong belief. It will be established based on the wrong faith. And it will manifest the wrong evidence. You don't want to build people on that kind of a premise, right? Take them to the Lord. Unveil the Lord to them. Let them come alive to the Lord. Let them learn how to deal with their weaknesses with the Lord. Hello, when Jesus went on the cross, He did not sit down and say, go and confess and work out your sins and then I will forgive you. He just went on the cross and He said, Father, forgive them. And that is the premise on which God wants to build covenant with you. He's forgiven you. He just wants you to accept and realize that forgiveness. When that forgiveness is accepted and realized within you, it will change your character. Yes, it will take time, but God will not fail. Yes, it will take time. It will take time because you have to accept it. That's why it takes time. But you must understand that God can transform you so that you will accept it. So you need to trust the Lord. You need to trust Him for what He has for you. See, you cannot be a Christian in your own strength. You cannot make the grade. Because God is talking about perfection and you and I don't have. So God is talking about perfection and you and I don't have a clue of what that really means. So please understand this, that you can only be a Christian in the strength of God. That being a Christian is discovering what God can do in you, discovering what God can do with you, discovering what God can bring forth in you. Everything is the work of God. You have to realize it. And then you realize how what it means to function in the Lord, what it means to function through the Lord. Are you with me? So when you function in your gifts, it is very important that you learn how to function by God. That you learn how to function in the right character and the right nature. That's why this witness is so important. Otherwise, you will go and do your own thing, and people get destroyed by it. People get misled by a wrong witness. People get traumatized by the wrong witness. If you're a prophet and you speak the wrong thing into somebody's life, you can send that poor fellow off on the wrong track somewhere. You can destroy his whole life. So that's why you have to learn how to function in this witness, so that God uses you and functions through you. If you are a teacher of the word and you teach the wrong teachings, you're going to establish people's lives on the wrong things. You're going to destroy all of the potentials of their life because you planted the wrong things inside of them. You will rob them of all of their blessings, and it will flow from generation to generation. So ministry is not fun and games. You can't just stand on a pulpit and say whatever you feel like saying. There is responsibility in ministry. Ministry is not my idea and your idea of doing something good. Oh, we are just trying our best. Brother, it's not good enough doing your best. Don't get me wrong, right? God does overshadow our weaknesses. God does overshadow our failings. But if you keep on persisting on the wrong things, God will just leave you to do your own thing, and you can cause a lot of damage to people. See, when the Lord says, you know, you must pray for your enemies, why does he say that? So that you don't capture the wrong witness. So that you don't capture the witness of being hurt and being bitter and being angry, because you will start ministering that to people. And you will start communicating your anger into their lives. You will start communicating your hurts into their lives. You will start communicating your pride into their lives. You will destroy them. Because we're talking here of spiritual things. And if you release the wrong spirit into people, that spirit is going to do something in those people. Because words that you release out of your mouth have got spirit and life, or opposite spirit and death. Satan is called the father of lies. And what is the intent of those lies? Jesus says the intent of those lies is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. What does he steal? He steals the hope of that human being. And then he kills that human being's hope. He kills that human being's potential. And ultimately he destroys that human being's potential. What is the source of all of that destruction? A lie. A lie. And that's why the church must understand that it is so important to manifest the truth. And Jesus said, I am the truth. So this witness is about I am the truth. Him being released through us. We learning how to minister in his spirit, in his life. When you counsel people, it is not an intellectual thingy. It has to be of the spirit and life of Jesus. Because we must understand that the human being is so complex that there is no one on earth who understands the human being. You don't understand your own self. How can you minister to somebody else who has lived in an entirely different set of situations and circumstances? Has a legacy that comes through generations that you haven't a blooming clue of. And you go and pretend as if you know everything, and you minister to him as if you know something. Dangerous stuff, that. That's why it is so important to minister the word of God and let God work the word into them. Because God will work the word into people in a million different ways. And he will work it according to the needs of that person, according to the flaws in that person, according to the, right? The difficulties in that person's character and nature. He can do it because He is God. You can't do it because you and I are not God. A very simple thing. So that's why through this witness, God wants to unveil Himself. But He wants you to be His vessel. And He wants you to enjoy the fact that you can function in the wisdom of God, in the nature of God, in the character of God, in the power of God, in the strength of God. Won't it be exciting? Function in the light of God, function in the presence of God, function in the name of God, and see things coming forth from your life, and it's your whole life is a blessing. Everything you do literally starts manifesting life. Everything you touch starts living. Right? Everything you start entering into starts getting transfigured, because God is present in you and through you. Isn't that an exciting calling? Isn't that an exciting purpose? But if we stand in front of a mirror and looked at our faces, most of us don't look very excited about anything. See, God has got to do a lot of work with us. Right? Some of us feel that we're getting old and life is passing us by, woe is me, all the wrong thoughts. So God has to, for one simple thing, God has to teach you that you are a creature of eternity. Right? That although in a natural sense, life seems to be passing you by, in an eternal sense, that life is a continuity. It will never stop. It will continue to grow. It will continue to develop. So as long as you have a breath of life here, continue to grow in the Lord. Don't sit down and get old and retire. There's no retirement in the kingdom of God. Right? So important to have this. You know how tragic it is to see people who retire? They seem to lose their whole purpose in life. They just start rotting away. Guy retires and then 5 years later he's in the coffin. Right? No purpose in life. Well, God has got an eternal purpose for you. And you can grow in the Lord, and there are so many people you can minister to. Just look around you. Right? There are fellows who just need someone to talk to. Right? All you have to do is go out and touch a life. Right? And you can find one purpose and one person, and you can find a purpose. Right? So learn to function in this witness, grow in this witness. You will enjoy it, you will take delight in it, and you will be alive to God all times. There is a peace when you pray in this witness that you will be amazed at. That God can fill you with a stillness and an amazing peace and an amazing sense of security, an amazing sense of love, an amazing sense of joy that will just simply, I mean, it's a totally different reality, and you can function in this reality all of the time. I'm talking about deep things, but I'm also talking about things that are intimately personal to you, intimately practical to you. We are not in this ministry to talk about theories. We are not in this ministry to manifest our righteousness. We are here to discover the righteousness of God. And I hope that you will truly, through all of these modules that we go through, come alive with that vision of you being a vessel of the Lord. You being able to function in the Lord and growing in the Lord. You know, functioning in God is a limitless reality. Amen. Limitless. So you must understand, right? Some of us are getting old. But you must understand God's purpose in your life doesn't get old. God's purpose in your life is abiding. Everything in God is abiding. Everything in God is growing. Everything in God is living. Nothing in God dies. So in this witness, God wants to bring into you those kind of realities. Yeah? Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. He didn't die. He was taken. Right? But before he was taken, the Bible says he obtained a witness that he was pleasing to God. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 5. He obtained the witness. Jesus went on the cross so that you and I will obtain the witness. The witness that all of us are pleasing to God in the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen or not? Amen. And don't you ever forget that. In His merits. That's why it is not difficult. You just have to go into it. Just have to respond to it. Yes, you will make mistakes. Yes, I will make mistakes. But God won't fall off His throne because you've made a mistake. Hello, look at your life. You have, sometimes our whole life looks like one mistake. Right? But we need to understand that that mistake will end because Jesus Christ is perfect. That's why He came. Because in Jesus Christ, God unveiled a blueprint for a new man. And through this witness, God wants to bring that blueprint to life in you. Of His fullness, we have all received grace upon grace. That is the word of God for you. Grace upon grace, not merit upon merit. Grace upon grace. And grace means unmerited favor. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 14. That grace equates to the reality of the faith and love of Jesus for you. Grace unveils as you discover the faith and love of Jesus for you. And God wants to bring that alive in you and through you so that you will be the blessing God wants you to be. Praise the Lord. So don't let the devil tell you you are not up to the mark. Don't let the devil accuse you and condemn you. Get out of that. It's not about what you can do. It's about what God can do with you. That's the key. You know, when you have worked so hard and you have tried so hard all your life, you begin to realize as you get older that it's all slipping by. In God, nothing slips by. In God, nothing slips by. In God, everything grows. Hello. In God, everything matures. In God, everything lives. So take hold of that, enjoy it, love it, and minister it. Amen? And people's lives will be touched and you will be a blessing. What else do you want to live for except to be a blessing? Now we've got to get out of this bless me syndrome, right? Then God will bless you because you want to be a blessing. And God can keep on blessing you because everything that He blesses you with will become a blessing to somebody else. Then you will become a creature of prosperity and abundance. That's what God means by abundance and wealth and riches. The ability to give is the basis on which you will receive. So ministry is about giving. Life is about giving. You give the life of God that is in you. You give it to your kids, you give it to your wife, you give it to your brothers and your sisters, you give it to your friends, you give it to society at large. You give. Because in giving, you discover what God can replenish you with. And as you give, your vessel expands. That's why the Bible in the book of Psalms says that your heart has the potential of expanding. It's talking spiritual language. So listen to the word of God and grow in this witness. Praise the Lord. Amen. Shall we pray? Father, we bless you and thank you for this witness that is being peculiarly built and developed in each one of us, so that we will each realize a reality of being able to live in you, move in you, and have our being in you, Father. To be able to do all things through Christ who strengthens us. To be able to do all things by the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. To be fully and perfectly set free from the law of sin and death. To be able to stand before you. To be able to function in you and by you and through you, O God. That is the purpose of this witness. That is the purpose of life that you have given us in Christ Jesus. And this life is meant to be lived. It is meant to be ministered to others, Father. So build each one of us as chosen vessels. Enlighten us, O God, in the power of the cross. Enlighten us, O God, in the truth, Lord. And enable us, O God, to be a blessing to others, Lord. So build this witness within us, Father. And enable us to die to our fleshly ways. Enable us to die to our flaws in character. As we come alive to the character and nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we realize, O God, that there is a delight in the fear of the Lord. Release these realities of the word into us, Father, that we will become all that you want us to become. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.